Oh, no.
Good God.
The people are not ready.
They're fucking ready, dude. They're fucking
clamoring.
These little ear pussies are wet, dude.
These are wet ear pussies.
They're driving through traffic, dude. Their little ear pussies are squeezing.
Ew, dude.
What?
It's a gross way to start.
Oh, no, it's not.
Ear pussies?
It's not gross.
Ew, dude. Pussies are gross. Like, to say it, yeah.
Our fucking podcast is a fat 9-inch dong, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fucking...
Our podcast is out there butt-fucking all the other podcasts. Our
podcast is getting...
All those gay fucking bullshit podcasts, dude. Here comes fat dick Matt and Shane's
exactly,
podcast.
Exactly, dude. Hitting the fucking cervix.
Long dick.
Hitting the cervix.
Hurting people.
Pushing out on the stomach of this podcast. Yep. Like, oh, too much.
Hurting feelings.
Ooh.
Hurting pussies.
Oh.
Classic. Oh. Hurting butts, dude. Ripping butts.
Oh, dude, just devastating buttholes.
Devastating fat butts.
Fucking listeners are going and getting a physical, and the doctor's like, you've been listening to the cast, your butthole's loose as fuck.
Dude.
They're busting out the tape measure on your fucking butthole. I'm like, get the fuck out of my office. You're fucking around.
Fuck yeah, dude. There's old women standing outside your house calling you a slut for listening to this.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude.
There's protesters. There's Christian... That's what I was trying to get
that's
at.
That's what people don't know, dude.
We're talking
every
about
time
abortion earlier.
We do a cast. We have like a bunch of old abortion protesters sitting around us at all times.
They're just all on our team. Circle. That's our squad.
Yeah, dude.
We're both very pro-life.
Oh, my God. 100%. At the end of every cast, we break. I'm like, all right, ladies, get out there and shame those fucking whores.
Shame those disgusting bitches who have had an abortion.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I do hate fucking abortion love stand up.
All right, stand up. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to get an abortion.
See, this is a universe that we live in that these people don't know.
What?
We're talking about fucking stand up. And the person who's listening to this is doing fucking drywall.
You're talking about
fucking stand-up.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. They're just like
some guy fucking sanding a fucking door in like Perry County.
Yeah, me.
Just listening to this, like, what the fuck are these guys? Who loves abortion?
Dude,
it's like, dude, our world.
Let me tell you about my dark month I spent in Brooklyn, New York, in the fucking epicenter, in the absolute eye of fucking
Ground Zero.
White pussy Mordor. Horrible,
that
dude.
Is white pussy Mordor.
It was insane.
Someday, dude, me and Matt are going to ride in there and drop dong into
Jesus
the pit of Mordor.
Jesus Christ, dude. They'll quake. They were quaking. I could
this
feel
this podcast
it.
Could be the ring.
100%.
We put this on and those faggots can't see us.
Dude, literally, it would be like a girl would go up and be like, so like, I got like my third abortion, and everyone would be like, yeah, and it's just like, what the fuck are you guys talking
about?
Yeah,
that's terrible.
It's horrendous.
It's really sad.
I hope you're lying.
And honestly, I am pro-choice. Not very, but I'm pro-choice. But it's like, let's not celebrate it here.
Ugh.
Why don't we show some respect to the dead?
Yeah, dude. To the fucking dead BBs.
The little BBs. All right. Well, you know what? Statistically, a couple of our listeners have had abortions.
Yeah.
So,
well...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about
this
that.
This isn't about you. It's about the people that have had them and then get on stage and celebrate.
I think these chicks never had them. I think they're just like, yeah, I would love
to get. We got a lot of listeners, dude. Guaranteed a couple have had them.
Well, sorry about that. But, you know?
Yeah.
If it were me, if I was on the other end of that, I'd be like, no.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
You would not.
I'm a 31-year-old man.
Right, well, now. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, now,
that's what I'm saying.
How about when you were fucking 20?
I don't know. Probably I've been like, well, whatever you have to think, you have to do.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what I mean.
No.
Yeah,
I know a guy who was 40.
I've been with my girlfriend for like 4 years.
Yeah.
If she got pregnant, we're having the fucking
kid. I'd fucking.
You'd guarantee we're having the fucking
kid. Have to.
Yeah, that's pathetic. If I'm like, my open mic career is more important than. No. We're having the fucking kid. But.
You have to.
If I got some random chick pregnant in college.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm having an abortion. I wouldn't be like, no.
Yeah.
We need this baby. No, I'd be like, yeah, get rid of that trash.
I'd be like, don't fucking tell me that, you whore.
Dude, there what? Have been, I, first off, I can't believe chicks like our podcast. There's some bays out there that love our cast.
Shout
dude.
Out to all the bays.
Shout out to the fucking Shat Bays, dude.
I'm Those thinking of bays. Shat Bays now, but I don't want to shout them out right after the big abortion fucking thing.
Yeah, that's not good. I think we might have lost. But also, black dudes like the cast too, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Ew, dude.
Cracking a wild sighty, dude. I had to crack it with my teeth.
You cracked a sighty with your teeth?
Yeah, bro.
That's a hardcore fucking...
Dude, sighty drinkers are wild.
It's a hardcore way to drink a gay-ass drink.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
I drop a Zanny in every sighty.
Do you?
These are Wu-Tang sighties. Do you ever drink a Wu-Tang 40?
No.
Wu-Tang 40, you drop a Xanax in a 40, dude, and you fucking chug it.
I doubt Wu-Tang did that. Sounds like something white people did.
God damn it.
Appropriated it. You spilled that sidey on all your, on your salmon V-neck. No, what were you talking about?
We were on a hot roll.
Yeah.
You were talking about...
No, it's funny that...
How all of our girl listeners had abortions. Go on.
Yes. All the fucking chat bays, dude. Also, calling our listeners chat heads is fucking gay.
Why?
I think it's funny. And we're going to... Obviously, it's too late to turn back.
Yeah.
Any name you have for your listeners is gay.
Oh, I mean, of course.
But shatheads?
I mean, there's like a fundamental level of gayness flying around the world. It's like fucking space, gayness. You have to just... It is
it's like gravity,
is.
Dude. It sucks you in. It sucks you right in.